It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
You've probably heard it by now, but video of Bill Clinton watching Ariana Grande perform at Aretha Franklin's funeral has gone viral because of the way he checks her out. People on social media called the former president gross after his eyes appeared to wander onto her backside. Some came to his defense saying, how can you possibly tell where he's looking? Ariana performed Aretha's hit, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, in tribute to her in Detroit at her funeral.
She sounds so good.
And Reverend Jasper Williams Jr., who is there, is under fire for saying that Black America is losing its soul at Aretha's funeral. He said he thought that his sermon was appropriate. He believed that his timing was right, especially after other speakers spoke on the civil rights movement and President Trump. So, but here's what he's being slammed for. So he's being slammed for saying things like, no, he said Black lives do not matter. He said single moms, that's a problem, and Black communities in Black households, saying that single moms would be stronger if they had two parents rather than one. And I guess Aretha's family is upset about it. They said that it was offensive and distasteful. He hasn't backed down from anything that he said at the funeral. He said that he respects their opinion and he understands it, but he says, I'm sorry that they feel that way.
What is that? I'm not saying he's wrong. I think families do a lot better when they're both together, for sure, for the kids, but that's not what Aretha Franklin's life is about. Like, why are you doing your own little 5 minutes of fame up there?
Yes, I mean,
I
guess he's
remembering
saying,
her.
Well, that's what her family is saying. But then all the other people were like Jesse Jackson was slamming Trump. So it's like that doesn't remember her either. But they didn't. So like they didn't have a problem with any of that. But like then they're getting on him for saying like, hey, you know, the Black families would be better off, I guess, if you know, they focused on keeping their families together and stuff.
I see both situations. That whole ceremony was so weird. That's not the same pastor that grabbed Ariana's side boob, right? That's a different dude.
I think it's different.
Yeah, some guy grabbed her breast on the side. At least came pretty darn close. That was awkward. And then he had that Taco Bell reference, thinking she was a menu item. That whole ceremony was just weird.
It was wild.
It went on forever, like a day and a half. You know that? Like 10 hours or something.
This is my favorite thing that happened over the weekend. Lil Xan posted an Instagram story where he says he feels like he's being cheated on. Then Noah Cyrus posted videos of herself crying on her Instagram story, and she cried on Instagram Live and posted the reason for her breakup. Apparently, Lil Xan thinks that Noah Cyrus is cheating because she sent him a meme of Charlie Puth's head on a porn star's body.
Why would she do that?
She was just like, haha, look, Charlie Puth naked, but like,
I don't want to see that.
It was very obviously a joke. Like, it was a meme that she had like taken from somewhere.
Little Xan, how long has this been going on, bro?
And then he wrote back, like, you can see the screenshot that she posted on her Instagram story. He was like, why would you send me this? And then apparently he thought she was cheating, and she was like, what? It was a meme. And so he canceled the music video for their song that's supposed to be coming out called Live or Die. I mean, isn't that weird?
Little Xan, I'm with you, bro. I'm team Little Xan.
Breakups in 2018.
Strange. It's a strange, strange thing. And Simpsons creator Matt Groening was doing an interview in Australia where he cleared up a fan rumor that has been circulating for 27 years. Yes, Leon Kompowski is Michael Jackson. So apparently Michael Jackson ended up voicing the character, who was a psychiatric patient, convinced that he is Michael Jackson. Apparently it was actually Michael's idea. He called and wanted to volunteer to have a cameo on the show, and he... I guess the creator says he initially hung up on him because he thought that somebody was pranking him. He didn't think it was really Michael. He said after the King of Pop called back, though, he was convinced. Matt put him in the 1991 episode Stark Raving Dad. They credited the voice of the character to a guy named John J. Smith instead of Michael Jackson, but it was really Michael. However, the character sings, and that was an impersonator because Michael's record company had the rights to his singing voice.
Oh, okay, okay.
So if you're a Simpsons fan, that's kind of a fun fact.
That was me singing.
That's the garbage.
All right, thank you very much, Alex.